Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 29th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with the temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 34 degrees Celsius and with a heat index on 39. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy again with winds from south at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 79 and it will drop on 58% by noon. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 81%. Holidays are here and with it heat and not much to do. This week will culminate on Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Sauchu with important community meeting, which would be the first following the general meeting of March 20th concerning the working committee impasse. A small group of Orlovians have met to propose a way to address the concern expressed at that meeting. Too many Orlovians are experiencing a widening gap between the working groups and the community at large, which is resulting in disharmony and frustration about sites and blockages at different levels. Instead of continuing this hopeless tug of war with complaining Orlovians on one side and misunderstood working groups on the other, an open space could be created where this gap would be progressively bridged and trust re-established. So all our Orlovians are invited to come together to create an undefined and open a cooperative space whose aim is to become a practical tool where the feeling of powerlessness so prevalent at this moment among the residents progressively disappear and gives a way to a new and creating functioning of our collective body. What it will become, its shape, its dynamism, its style, the way it will be used and how frequently it meets will be seen together. Coordinator of that meeting is Resident Assembly Service. But the initiators are Adara, Anandi from Realization, Ashatit, Christine from Our Model, Claudine from AMI, Dominic from Simplicity, Dawn, Jeanette, Jyoti from Swayam, Olivier from Revelation and Santa. Tomorrow, Trichy Turumbalam substation is observing a power shutdown from morning 9 a.m. to evening 6 p.m. to attend the monthly maintenance work at the station. So therefore Orville will have no electricity supply and they advise all to keep our standby system ready for use. On May 1st at 5 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we can listen to a talk by Dr. Mathieu Bossuet with topic A Historical Account of the Emergence of the Vedas and the Great Hindu Epics. Dr. Bouvier is a director of graduate studies of programs in religion at the University of Quebec at Montreal. For the last 20 years, he has specialized in South Asian Indic tradition, Hinduism and Buddhism. On Saturday, May 4th at 8 p.m. at Kripa, we are invited to a Shakti dance troupe, which would be presenting the night of exotic Indian dance, including Odissi, Bharatnatyam, contemporary and Bollywood dance. And for more info, we can write to Tejas at shaktidancetroupe@.com. On 2nd and 3rd of May, Vindara Farm, we can participate to an introduction to a bio-intensive bed and biodynamic farming. They want to put on practice a different kind of bed to see if it's worth it for the farm. And they would like to do it with our help. And because of that, this workshop is free of charge. With our goodwill and hands-on, they will be able to know the important aspects of deep farming and their relationship with soil, planets and living beings. The workshop is organized by Terra Sol at Vindara Farm and you can still book it on 9159674461 or 9585165267 Pablo. And on 2nd of May, also on Vindara, would be a wind turbine workshop. The turbine to be built would be their largest, measuring 4.2 meter in diameter. This turbine will be installed in Vindara Farm. The workshop will teach the basic understanding of wind energy and as a hands-on workshop will enable those attending to understand how to build their own turbine. On Sunday, May 5th at 5 p.m. at Sauchu, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we can celebrate World Laughter Day. And with it, we can join thousands of people sending waves of laughter around the world for peace, harmony and unity. Laughter yoga was started in Mumbai by medical doctor Mandan Kataria to help people unite, release stress and have more joy in their lives. Laughter yoga is a gentle laughter exercise, pranayama, childlike playfulness and deep relaxation. Today, laughter yoga is practiced in schools, colleges, NGOs, hospital corporations, and communities in over 18 countries. Children of kindergarten, Nandanam, and Aha, between the age group of 4.5 to 7.5 years, are welcome for the summer program that will happen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The program starts at Nandanam Kindergarten from Monday 20th to 31st of May and at Centerfield Kindergarten from Monday 3rd to 14th of June. Volunteers are invited to help them run the program. And if you are happy to help, they're asking you to join them for the meeting on Saturday 11th of May at Nandanam Kindergarten at 10 a.m. And we got an announcement on the repairs at La Piscine saying that the pool will be closed on Monday 29th of April to repair the deck. They don't know how many days it will take, but they hope that they will be able to reopen on Saturday or Sunday. As soon as they will know, they will announce in their opening on Aeronet. And they apologize for the inconvenience because they know how hot it is. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen meditation on Savitri, Book 1, the Book of the Beginnings, Canto 2, The Issue, and in this canto Sri Aurobindo is describing Savitri's mission and task on earth. The film is done by Manohar of Huta's paintings, illustrating passages from Savitri and read by the mother accompanied by her own organic music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama action, Omkara, which was made in India 2007 by writer and director Vishal Bharadwaj. And on tomorrow at 8 p.m. there will screen German drama Alice in the Cities, made in Germany in 1974 by director Wim Wenders. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Fractals, Hunting the Hidden Dimensions, which was made in USA in 2008 by director Michael Schwartz. What do movie special effects, the stock market, heart attacks and the rings of Saturn have in common? They all consist of fractals, irregular repeating shapes that are found in cloud formation and tree limbs, in stock of broccoli and craggy mountain ranges, and even in the rhythm of the human heart. NOAA takes viewers on a fascinating quest with a group of pioneering mathematicians determined to decipher the rules that have govern fractal geometry. These remarkable findings are deepening our understanding of nature and stimulating a new wave of scientific, medical and artistic innovation stretching from ecology of the rainforest to fashion design. And from the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, Aspiration of the Mind for the Supramental Guidance. The mind feels that its complexity is powerless and asks for a greater light it illuminates. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on our radio, not for a joke.